Like public phase is starting off with a bang. I haven't even checked, but just by looking at this the Discord chat, it looks like things are going well. Let me do a thing or two here. What's up, Forrest?
Yeah, I can speak now. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
yeah, we're currently
at 84%.
Yeah, 84%.
That happened quick.
Yeah, it went from 70 to 80 in like 1 minute.
Yeah.
It's almost the first minute that's like heart. It's wrenching. Like, are we going to stop now or are we going to fucking boom? I'm guessing that we're going hard. Yeah, we have people waiting for public and funds to get in public. Yeah, I don't think that'll happen unless we're stopping now.
Oh, Klaus with us.
shut the fuck up.
Oh, you're here? Have you moved?
Yeah.
Or have you moved into the car now?
I'm backpacking, coping.
You know, you could make more money in the car.
Not in California.
Yeah.
Not in California, bro. Gas is $8.
Yeah, I mean, get a cheap electric one or...
The only way to save in California is living in a cardboard box and trading crypto. I'm going to the Matrix.
Or move out of California.
Yeah, that's a better option.
Bro, but once you're born in California, you're conditioned. If I leave Cali, I'm going to just be depressed.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, it's a hot pot, I guess. I'm not
sure. I mean, I've only been to California once. In 2017, I went to the San Diego Comic-Con, and San Diego was incredible. I would live there.
Yeah, bro.
Although I imagine it's extremely expensive.
Yeah, it sucks because I just cope because everybody's retarded.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Have you checked the mint?
Me?
Yeah. When last night when I went to sleep, we were at 49, just shy of 50%. Woke up, we were at 65% minted in whitelist. Yeah. Right before public, we were at 69%. And as soon as public hit, we're at 86% in less than 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No featured mint. No auction winner.
Ah, we don't need that.
No marketing at all from Stargaze team, from any of the bigger, well, we've got a lot of marketing from, or a lot of help from some of our collabs, which has been incredible.
Well, it's zero paid marketing.
Yeah, zero paid marketing. Yeah.
This is all community.
All community.
All boots on the ground. Yep. Whitelisting.
This is 50 all you people guys.
A day.
This is what happens when you take your time and actually put the effort in to build a community before you mint instead of just dropping. Yeah,
I've always told new projects on Stargaze that I get hit up by every new project on Stargaze asking me to be their mod. I'm like, are you guys going to build a community? Like, what's the plan here? And everybody just kind of wants to launch NFTs on Stargaze. And then they complain that the NFTs don't do well. It's like, well, if you were to look at this on Ethereum or Solana, your project wouldn't even mint out.
So. Yeah. Honestly, with the community we've built, and I know we're based on, like, I know we're a Cosmos community, primarily Stargaze. You know, we do have a lot of, like, a lot of Luna people, a lot of Osmosis people. You know, we're kind of you know, a buffet of different types of people from the cosmos. But it doesn't matter where you mint. If you build your community, you can mint out anywhere.
Yeah, and then the cosmos now, NFTs can go interchain. So it's like,
yeah. I that's something we'll have to talk about. We've already been in discussions with ARK. I don't personally see the merit of doing that, like, right off the bat.
Oh yeah, most definitely. It has to have a goal.
Yeah, well, most Cosmos people know how to navigate the cosmos easily. I mean, if you have a Kepler wallet or a Leap wallet, you can literally get an address for anywhere on the cosmos and then use osmosis stone and just easily bridge. So to me, I don't really see the necessity of going interchain at the moment. Perhaps down the road, if we have a reason or a goal or something we'd like to, you know, do, then yeah, but I'm going to mid real quick. Bernie is messaging me, Thomas Forrest about this stuff.
That's fine. Clout, it's your turn now. Take the mic.
Oh, hello. Yeah. My name is Clout. And I cope hard.
guys, we have 7 minutes left before passing 4K. So we're getting close.
Forrest, why don't you tell them about this Discord game you've been hiding from everybody?
No, I mean, we're public now, so haven't gotten the... We had a little alpha on the other space we did. I can't tell too much.
Yeah, so Sleeping Forrest is our dev, and he's not allowed to sleep, and he's devving everything that we need. Discord games to help you cope with how boring Discord.
Yeah, they have me on this new pill, which makes you not sleep. Gives me kind of the cranky feels, but it works.
Yes, developed by coping punks.
Yeah, it's called a coping pill. It's anxiety inducing and will cause insomnia, but it works for Debbie. Yeah, we passed 4K.
Yep, 4,003. That's wild.
I was expecting that a lot of them would go.
And y'all had doubts.
I didn't have doubts. I just, through the first, through whitelist, I had hoped we would be around 60% before we went to public, which... Honestly, getting almost 70% before public in our whitelist phase.
I swear I called exactly how the mint would go.
Yeah, I mean, 70% in whitelist is really, really good. I'm really happy with that. When I went to sleep, we were at 49%, and
I knew the Asians were gonna push us hard.
Well, we did. We did do a lot of push. So we kind of dragged through the 40s. So when I went to sleep, I was like, okay, this is cool. I'll probably wake up around 55% minute, and then we'll hit white, or we'll hit public and probably mint out, you know, in a few hours, or maybe half a day or whatever. But when I woke up and checked the chat and someone said we were 65% minute, I was like, holy crap. Like it went really well.
Let's give people an idea on when we'll do the reveal and kind of what our,
well, we talked about it a little bit yesterday on the space that we did. I mean, me and Thomas have been talking. If we mint out quickly, which looks like is happening, there's a very, very good chance we reveal tonight. We want there to be some time to do unrevealed trading on the marketplace. And then we do also have to set everything up for the unreveal, which isn't, we don't just like click a button. There's a lot of things that we have, without going into details, there's a lot of things that we have to do to actually do the unreveal. So it's not like just a super simple process. So we'll give, if we mint out here in the next hour, whatever, we'll probably do the unreveal, you know, in a matter of, less than half a day, I'd imagine. We're just kind of playing it by ear. We don't have a set plan or yeah,
that sounds about right. I mean,
yeah,
I think we have about 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, from everyone that I've spoken to, creator wise, like from other projects, when we've talked about the unreveal, it's always been unreveal is good for market. Unreveal is an added element. It's good to have unrevealed stuff going on in your secondary market. So we definitely intend for that to happen. Yeah, we definitely intend for that to happen. I don't have time exactly, though.
So. Yeah, keep an eye out. We do sell out on the Coping Punks Twitter. I'm gonna run a giveaway for some stars, get some stars back, create some community engagement.
90%.
Jesus, dude.
What are you degens doing?
Yeah, that's man, 1,000 minted in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I mean, if you keep it unrevealed for a little more time, then we allow people to be degen and start doing degen
stuff. The only annoying thing about unrevealed as a minter is every time I go to sell my unrevealed NFTs and I look back when they're revealed, I always sell my most rare ones. Yeah.
It's like Russian roulette. That's the gamble, man. That's
good. I've only had luck doing it. Yeah. I managed to snag one, like a 2% of the edition by going degen once. And the other time I lost all my rares as you. It sucked, but it's part of that.
Hey, you know what's funny though? Stargaze is going to be coping when they have to tweet about us inevitably because of our secondary market volume. I'm just waiting for that tweet.
Yeah, so and also guys,
so I can tweet them and be like, "Yeah, Stargaze is coping because they had to tweet about us."
We also have to remember one
thing. Have y'all seen our DMs with them? They're like, "Yeah, we just can't promote you guys unless you're featured." I'm like, "Bro." Basically are featured. You got all the featured mints aren't even minting out. Let's, hold on, wait a minute. Something right here. Who works at Stargaze? Get these Stargaze ambassadors in here. We need to have a talk to them. Come into my office. Cope.
Let's see.
Now what? Do we just start like rapping or something? Forrest.
That was DMs.
Yeah, you can't leave me alone on this space. I'm gonna turn it into a cipher.
Yeah, I woke up like an hour and a half ago, helped kids get ready. I've been.
Could you try again?
Shut up, Siri. My watch, my Apple Watch, for some reason, like if I'll turn it in the right direction and say, who knows what, I'll just say something random and she'll say, I didn't get that. Can you do it again? I'm like, what? No. What are you? Why are you even doing that? I don't know how to turn that feature off.
Bro, I'm just amazed at what we've been able to come together and just accomplish. This is the most hated rally, bro.
Yeah, it's
it just goes to show, like, bro, like if you just it doesn't matter what anybody is saying about what you're doing. If you just put your head down and fucking show up every day and put in the work, try to have good faith, I feel like something will turn around for you.
Should I give a little bit of backdrop clout about what happened?
Yeah, tell them the whole, bro, this whole project is literally cope. Like
it's started from cope. I'm not gonna go back to the coin because that's just there's so much.
All right.
But
start from just when we started the NFT project, like why we did that. And yeah,
oh yeah, right, hold on, I'm sorry, I'm looking at messages too.
Oh man, we know you can't multitask.
Okay, so yeah, so we started a coin on Injective, you know, called coping on Injective.
So first, tell them about how you messed up that name.
Well, it wasn't entirely my fault. But I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to talk. Go into that because I'll ramble and ramble for an hour about that. So we started coping on injective. And then we came up with an idea to make our coping punks. It started off as like a 2D, 3D NFT project that we tried to get an artist to do, and he was terrible, but his samples were really, really good. But then whenever he started working on our stuff, it was really, really bad. And we were like, what happened to the artist that sent us these amazing samples? And so we ended up not going with him, lost some money there, not a big deal. We moved on, found our artist Gluck Media from Space Skellies. Me and EJ from Space Skellies have been friends for a long, long time. He hooked me up there. So we used Gluck from Space Skellies and got rolling on Whale Punks. So we were originally Whale Punks. And we started off as Whale Punks because we had a deal. Well, not a deal, but I had reached out to the White Whale Megaloo team, Sebastian there, and had filled him in on our plans, on our thoughts of being Megaloo's first punk project. And now we're at 92% minute out, so I'm at more liberty to say the things that are on my mind. So if anyone is in here that gets offended because you're in some of these projects, I don't mean these things in a bad way.
Bitch.
I don't mean these in a bad way. These guys have their projects and they have their clicks and they have their, you know, circle jerk sessions going on in the back rooms. And I'm just not a part of those things. So we're going to launch Whale Punks on Megaloo. And their founder was excited about it, thought it was a good idea. The only bad thing is Megaloo's only launch pad is BBL, Necropolis. You know, they're doing the mad scientist thing right now too. Well, I used to be a skeleton punk holder, a whale. I used to hold nearly 40 of those things. I had a 1-1. I was into skeleton punks heavy. Every single day I was in their Discord. I mean, some people in here, Thomas or Sleeping Forest remembers me from those days. Some other people of you in here probably remember me from those days. Yeah. But I was big into their project. When the whole crash happened and Frex rugged and then Bullen left, and then BBL/Necropolis, don't worry, I won't, Forrest. They took over. We didn't really mesh well. Some of their OGs, the Skeleton Punk OGs, didn't really agree with some of the things that BBL and Necropolis was doing. When they took over, it kind of felt like they were using Skeleton Punks as a launch pad for them building BBL, which is fine. You know, they saw an opportunity, they took it. There's no shade or no hate there at all. They've been doing a ton of work, a lot of good work. No shade at all there. Just some of the things they were doing, we didn't really agree with the Skeleton Punks project. We kind of felt like Skeleton Punks was getting abandoned.
We like Brazilian butt lifts.
Yeah, we do. So we kind of felt like Skeleton Punks was getting abandoned. So me and another OG there that had put a lot of money into the project ended up leaving the project after we didn't feel it was right that they were reminting NFTs that other people owned on Luna 1 that didn't migrate to Luna 2. We didn't really feel it was right for them to remint and sell other people's NFTs to other people. That was one thing. And then one of their mint processes went really horribly wrong, and they made a really bad mistake, which we didn't agree with. So I ended up leaving the project after that. So there was kind of some, now, why am I saying all this? I'm saying all this to give you a little bit of backstory about why we didn't launch on Megaloo as Whale Punks. There was some bad blood between me and BBL and blah, blah, blah. So we ended up, it's been months since that happened. You know, I had moved on. I felt like it had been enough time to move on enough. So to where I felt confident that we could launch a NFT project on Megaloo and launch on BBL. Megaloo's founder was excited about it. He said he thought it was a good idea. He talked to the BBL founder, and the BBL founder agreed that it was a good idea. We set up a call with the BBL founder. It was about a 20-minute call in which I spoke for maybe 30 seconds. And you guys here that have listened to any of these spaces, you know I can talk. Like, I am I'm a speaker. I can ramble. I can talk and talk and talk. But he gave me 30 seconds to put forth my pitch. Didn't really get really much of an opportunity to do that at all. And he essentially was like, well, it doesn't sound like you guys have any real plans. It doesn't sound like you guys have any utility. It doesn't sound like you guys really know what you're doing. And I took great offense to that, because I am the hardest worker. Well, not the hardest. I am one of the hardest workers you will ever find in this space. You will not find someone in life and in crypto and in this social thing we have going on. You won't find someone who works harder than me. There are other people that work just as hard, but you won't find anyone that works harder than me. I won't be outworked. Never have been, never will be. I've got 2 in real life businesses. I've got 4 kids. I'm nonstop, go, go, go. I'm all about the grind. That is what gives me satisfaction in life, is just putting the grindstone down and working hard every day. And I told them that. I told them my basic plans for our project and what I wanted to accomplish. And I guess it wasn't good enough for them. So they denied us from launching on BBL, which in turn denied us from launching on Migaloo, because that was their only launch pad. And I will say this, this might be a little too much, but I'm going to say it anyway, because at this point, I don't really care too much. Well, I do care, but oh. I don't care about what they think now. They progressed, or they proclaimed to be, Luna has always been DeFi and decentralized and permissionless. That was what the whole Luna dream was about. But BBL claims to be all about community, but their launch pad is completely permissioned, which is fine because it's theirs. They built it. That's fine. But, you know, when they shut us down and didn't allow us to launch there, it was really a hard pill to swallow. Didn't feel like it was very fair. And that just kind of led to us deciding, okay, we're gonna pivot. We're not gonna be whale punks. We're gonna launch on Stargaze. We're not gonna be whale punks. We're gonna be coping punks, because this whole thing has just been cope. And that's what life is. It's just cope. You have to cope with things that are thrown your way. You have to deal with them, and you have to move on from them. And you have to deal with them well, because if you don't deal with them well, you're gonna get stuck in a rut.
Don't burn bridges to have to swim across later.
Well, you're not going to be able to move on. You got to be able to move on. You got to be able to cope. You have to cope well. And if you don't, you're going to get yourself stuck. And that's what we didn't want to happen. We didn't want to get stuck. We wanted to keep moving on, which is why we pivoted to coping punks. And we kept that coping brand, and we decided we're going to take this coping brand and we're going to run with it. And we're going to spread this coping brand across the cosmos. It started on Injective. It's now on Stargaze with these coping punks. Who knows what's going to happen next? But there's a whole backdrop story for you about how we became coping punks. And now we're at 94% minted, and we're just coping all day, every day. And it's
been really, really, really just want to say a big thank you to everyone.
Yeah,
this has been an awesome, awesome journey to me. Yeah, I love launching projects on Stargaze. It's
just fun. Incredibly thankful for the community support. Through a lot of you might not have known that backstory, but that's why we've spent so much time building a community, because we wanted to show, hey, we can do this, and we can get community support, and we can mint out a collection. We minted 70% of our collection in less than a day on whitelist phase, which is all community. So it can be done if you spend your time building community, building what's important. You know, it can be done, and that's kind of our whole motto behind Cope. You know, is you just got to keep on coping. And
have a 4,500 collection, and our distribution is 20%. Not bad.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. When you compare it to other collections, it's not bad. It probably could have been better if I had made the whitelist not seven whitelists or 7 mints per whitelist, but 5. And public is 10 mints per wallet. So, you know, it's kind of what I thought. I think 20 to 25% unique minters is a pretty good number to be at. Anyway, so we're at 94%. We're about to hit 4,300. That means 200 left. Does anybody have any questions, or does anyone want to come up and hang out, join us, or give a thought or opinion or whatever you want to
do?
Or you just want to cope, talk about how you missed out on whitelist, who knows what. We're just here to hang out. We got 6%.
Don't be shy, motherfucker.
We're at 4,269 right now, which is a pretty good number.
Yeah, I should stop here. Yeah, I'm canceling.
Now we're at 4,284. Darn.
Oh shit! It's going up again, guys.
Hey, I saw it at 4,269 though, so that's pretty good. Yeah, I'm pretty happy about that because I missed when we hit 2,000. I missed it. 4,269 is another good number to see. So. The best number will be 100% though, and we're at 95% right now. All right, we got Tom, who's requested to speak. Tom, I'm going to get you going here. What's up, Tom? How's it going?
Not too bad, guys. Well done on the mint so far. I just wanted to ask if you can give us some information on the how long it's going to be unrevealed for, what the plans are for reveal, and after that, what's happening?
Yeah, so I didn't expect, I need to stop saying I didn't expect. I had not thought, that sounds not great either. Well, public phase is going a lot faster than I thought it would. And I didn't expect to hit 70% in whitelist. We had planned on there being a buffer period between
reveal will be now, between 12 and 24 hours after mint.
Yeah, it'll be between 12 to 24 hours. Probably not 24 hours. My Mondays are.
We just want to make an event out of it, Tom. So it's just about us setting up the event and then running it, and then they'll be unrevealed.
Yeah, Cloud's more direct.
No, I think it's a good idea, and you did extremely well in the whitelist phase, and that's probably because you underestimated Stargaze's appetite for another Punks collection, because there isn't an active one at the moment.
Well
actually, That was our aim point, because, you know, I was fortunate enough to mint Stargaze Punks, be one of the first minters on the Stargaze platform. So I was part of Stargaze Punks' whole journey. And I remember that how that whole thing went, cultivating the founder would be like, you couldn't even go in that project and talk about other projects. Like that project was a super big cult, and it was it was a big portion of Stargaze for a long time before Bad Kids really took off. Like that was the main project, and then they just created a bunch more projects, drained more liquidity, said that they were going to launch a metaverse. Never did that, rugged, and just left the space. So that's kind of our angle. We did coping punks on Stargaze because we knew there was a void to be filled with that, for sure.
Yeah, what is it now? We're just over one day. So it looks like we're going to basically mint out in little over a day.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty close. We're at 4,340 now. 160 left. So FOMO now.
I mean, I see this way better than an instant botted sellout mint, to be honest, because if we just did a full public mint, we would have sold out instantly too.
Yeah.
It's called organic. Yeah.
Yeah. So, as I was saying about the unreveal, Mondays are extremely busy for me. So we're going to have to do before Monday. If we don't do before Monday, it won't be till Tuesday. And I know some people probably won't be very happy about waiting that long. So I can't tell you exactly when. Most likely it'll be today, which I'm on East Coast. It's 10 a.m. for me. Most likely it'll be today, my time. Hope that answers your question. Cloud's much more direct when it comes to answering. I over justify and explain and talk way too much. So I give too many details when I do answer, but
I'm happy you're not a dev.
Yeah, that would not be good for anyone.
No. Oh, so that's how they're building everything. Great.
Yeah.
I mean, when should we start alpha/beta testing the game?
It's going to be crazy in Discord today, so I don't think today is a great day for that.
Okay.
I do want to do it soon, but
get your ass over here.
Once we go live, or once we mint out, it's going to get crazy. Secondary might get a little hectic.
Do a little randomized invite.
I was yelling at my dog.
Yeah. Forrest, about that thing we DM'd about, is that going to be able to happen before secondary or not?
Mint out first, and then we can do it.
And DM me approximately what you think timeline-wise.
Let's see. I will be clickety clacking, so I'll turn off my microphone.
Are we sold out?
No, we're at 97%. Just a couple things going on in the background, guys. We're just yoinking everything from you, and no, just kidding. We just got some things we have to figure out real quick before secondary goes live. But secondary should be live very, very quickly. Once we hit that 100% mark. Anybody else want to come up and hang out? We're just kind of chilling.
DG, so come up here. Say what's up, brother. Don't be shy. Y'all better not be shy.
So have you guys been looking at the sneak peeks at all in the Discord? I've been posting in the general chat, and I posted some.
I'm gonna drop that GIF. I forgot.
Oh yeah, do that for sure. Where you want to maybe post it on Twitter, and we can pin it here.
Oh yeah, you were supposed to use it in the. It's all good. We did that tweet too fast.
You know what? I probably could have used it in the public.
That's what I was gonna do. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. We just hit 4,400.
I'll use it in this giveaway for the public mint. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm gonna get GG up here. Right. Hey, dude. How's it going?
Hey, guys.
My boys.
On the mint, man. It's going really, really, really good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't have a lot of time to talk today because Sunday is family day for me.
Yeah.
But I just went in a room here to talk to you guys a bit. So the AAA fam is very happy with the mints. I know we have the AAA traits.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys, bro. You guys are probably one of our biggest supporters.
Yeah, sure. Big time. Definitely.
Well, Clout, you know that when we were minting the Tory Punks and all that, you were a big supporter of ours. And you know how AAA rolls. We support whoever supports us. We've always been like that with all of the projects. So obviously we left the Bit Stargaze and went on other marketplaces, but you guys still supported us, so we're just returning the favor, man.
Appreciate that.
And I didn't know that story. Game over. It's pretty interesting. The whole story with Backbone Labs and all that. We actually negotiated with them too for the Wawa collection, because they also have a Chihuahua Gravedigger, but they don't have a collection there right now. But yeah, the negotiations are a bit hard on that aspect over there. So it was interesting hearing everything about it. And I missed a bit the beginning of the spaces. I don't know if you dropped any information from Alpha that I can share with the community.
Not really a ton. Okay. We've just kind of been talking about our unreveal process, what we're thinking, talking about, you know, how quickly hitting 70% in whitelist, and now we haven't even been on public for an hour and we're about to mint out. We're at 4,447. So we got, you know,
it's a done deal
left and we're done. So this should be done in a matter of minutes.
Well, just in case you guys are available next week, we're having another Punk's Power Hour. So
oh, yeah,
last time you guys came on, we had like a pretty big show that time. So if you guys want to come back, feel free to come and
Definitely host some of those more routinely. I do want to do those coping sessions, bro. I have that idea where like every week our communities can just come together, or just our community and just talk about life, shit, cope.
We build our own click, guys. They have their own clicks, these other projects, and it's our objective to build our own. Punks are going to support the punks, so if you guys come on ours, invite me for sure when you guys have your own spaces, and I'll come on for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I really appreciate you being a part of the community, hanging out in the Discord, all that stuff, and I know a few of you have been playing poker with us and all that stuff too, so yeah, definitely appreciate you guys helping us out. And giving us a nice solid push too. That's definitely appreciated. We're about to min out, guys. We're at 28 left. If you haven't minted, you better hurry, because it's going to be another one to two minutes and we're done.
All right, guys. Have a great Sunday. I got to go for a family lunch. So I'll come on later on, see what's going on with everything. But great mint, guys. I'm very excited to see you, and I can't wait to see the AAA NFTs.
Yeah, thanks, man.
All right. Ciao, guys.
All right, man.
All right, we got 12 left. We're officially minted. I'm going to wait to say out until it hits 500. Oh, I probably could have waited a little bit longer to say that.
Minted out, motherfucker.
Oh, there we go. Minted out, 100%. Let's go. LFC, let's fucking cope.
Awesome. Who the fuck put that on?
How did you do that?
That was me. You put the little wand at the bottom there.
Oh, look at that. Cool.
All right, ciao, guys.
All right, man. Later, dude. Appreciate it. Oh, man, I didn't even notice the soundboard. Oh, this is going to be funny.
There's a soundboard?
Yeah, soundboard.
Yeah, don't give me those rights. You can't give me that. Sorry. Don't ever do that. I have
been a journey.
So you're gonna get some cool shit.
100%. Let's go, dude. Sorry, guys. I'm just doing some Discord.
Yeah. I'm a shitty multitasker, so I cannot.
I am too.
Talk.
Bad about it.
Damn, bro, it feels good, 100%. But I ain't really surprised. I knew what was gonna happen, man.
I just got like 10 DMs on Discord from people asking me when reveal. So please don't DM me asking when reveal. It'll be soon.
Please, please keep DMing him, asking him when reveal. Do it more, actually.
Don't encourage them.
The more you ask, the more time it will take. La 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 la.
Yeah, we're just we've got a couple things to do beforehand. Oh, shit, you did. What's an ETA on that, Forrest?
How many Easter eggs do we want?
Forrest been here the whole time.
If you want me to add some extra bedazzle,
where you at, then,
we might have an ETA on a couple mints. If not, then it's just an upload.
Yeah, I'll. We're gonna have to end somewhat soon because we got to do our airdrops. So we have to do all our airdrops, and that's gonna take It's going to take some time. So I've already got people DMing me being like, I thought I was going to get an airdrop. You are.
Yeah, you're getting it.
You are going to get your airdrop before we reveal. So we're going to start working on those. As soon as we end here, we're going to start working on those airdrops.
We opening up this secondary.
We are going to open secondary momentarily. We have to tidy something up really quick.
Yeah.
So everybody just hang tight. It'll happen quicker than most, but not immediately.
They come from the chat. This is insane.
Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
Why isn't the trading open? Yeah.
You're just gonna have to cope about it. I'm telling you, like.
Yo, I'm gonna say something. Go. Sorry. Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything on Twitter. So I'm just gonna go to the Discord. I'm closing my microphone, so you don't have to listen to the clickety clack clack.
Oh, gotcha. Oh yeah. So everyone's just asking in the Discord right now, just when. Soon. It'll be very, very soon. That's what our dev boy is working on right at the moment.
Yo, what's up, Cedric?
Cedric the Entertainer. RIP.
Welcome.
Anybody else want to come up before we call it quits here in a few moments, minutes? I wonder if does anyone have any Stargaze connects and you wanna put some pressure on the Stargaze team to give us a congratulations or something. Like they're coping themselves knowing that they're gonna have to say something about us minting out so fast.
They ain't gonna say shit. That's the funny part.
Yeah. It's all right. I can't say good enough things about Stargaze and about their team.
I really like them.
Yeah, if you've been listening to anything I've been saying on these last few spaces, you know I'm not big brains dev man. I'm not great with some of this stuff, with computer stuff. Their tooling is so easy. I'm telling you, if you want to launch a collection, their tooling is so easy that even someone like me could figure out a lot of this stuff. It's very easy. Their tooling is incredible. Stargaze as a platform, their NFT stuff is incredible. And people outside of Stargaze will knock it, but then they'll use it and then they'll see how easy it all is and how good it is. And they've got a lifelong supporter in me. You know, as long as they don't pull a death spiral, I'll be around for a long, long time on Stargaze. So that's a little Luna V1 joke.
Why are they in the chat talking about airdrop?
Oh yeah. Now they're all thinking like, oh, we're gonna no. There's the airdrops are already set for people that for certain people that have met certain whatever. We should probably make an announcement. Thomas said airdrop and everyone's like, airdrop, airdrop.
I didn't get an airdrop. Airdrop. Sorry, I should
be Oprah in this bitch.
Yeah, I fucked it up, didn't I?
No, it's okay. You put
too much spice. Sorry, I'm going back to devving.
That's fine.
You handle on an airdrop. You better go buy CPINJ.
You better buy a bunch of it and quick.
Yeah, you better buy quick because I mean,
billion minimum. I've heard from the grapevine.
Why is Siri talking to me again? I swear she's listening. Quit listening to me, Apple.
Game?
Yo, she just found sorry, out that I'm minted out coping.
Yeah, no, sorry, but we're having plans about using the secondary funds to buy some CPINJ and burning it, right?
When
the secondary, you're going to might see a little spike on CPINJ. So the more time I spend on devving, the more time you have to buy CPINJ before it gets a little hot.
I'm going to have to say this. We're going to have to cut that part off because we are minted out now. So if you wanted an airdrop for being a CPINJ holder and you hold a billion, then you can get
an airdrop. But
we'll make an announcement for the.
Can you do it for me?
Yeah, I'm gonna make one.
Yeah, but if you buy a billion now, it's gonna have to be too late because we've already minted out. So we can't. I can't stretch that out because it's just not fair to all the people that have been holding for one. We won't be able to do that now. But there's still more reasons to hold coping on Injective. It is our meme coin. We had a meme coin before we had our NFT. We're gonna use part of our secondary sales to buy coping and either burn it or give it away. So we do have some plans there. If you are interested, I'm not gonna shill that coin too much here on the space, but if you're interested, there's links all over our Discord. You can find it pretty easily on CoinHaul, all that stuff. So we launched that coin near 5 months ago. And we're, if they didn't rug on Injective, most of those meme coins that launch on Injective turned out to be rugs. There were so many. Oh man, I don't even want to talk about all that. Okay, sorry. We've got someone who requested Crypto Cage. I'm gonna bring Cage up. I'm gonna call you Cage if that's cool.
Well, that's my brother.
Oh, your real life brother?
Yeah.
Like your bro, like biological?
We blood in over here, bro. Okay. We don't do friends.
Got you. Bring him up. Wait, did I just? No, I didn't decline him, did I? Did I mess that up? I'm gonna invite you to speak. Sorry, I think I might have messed that up. Unless he can't speak anymore, he might have stepped down as a speaker. We'll wait a few more minutes to see if he comes back up, or if I messed it up, or if he doesn't have time. He might not have time now since I rambled and rambled and rambled.
It's all good.
Yeah, this is one of our bigger spaces, actually, as coping punks. Where the one on coping, when we did on coping on Injective, we had like 80 listeners on that space, and that one was pretty wild. Okay, here he is. Cage, what's up? How's it going, dude?
What's going on, man? It's Kage.
Kage, I got you.
Yeah, but I'm just coming, to give my congratulations on your sellout.
I appreciate that, dude.
Salute to you, bro. I see you over there, Clout.
Yo.
Get it done, guys. That's all I came to say, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming up. Thanks for being a part of the community. Hopefully you get some good pulls whenever we do our unreveal here.
No problem, man. Yeah, have a good one.
You too, dude. All right. Forrest, how's it going over there? Do we need to end this so me and you can get in a little chat and figure out what we need to do?
Let's see. Am I unmuted again or am I muted?
You're unmuted.
Okay, so I can talk now. There. Add a little spice. Do a little dance.
And let's don't do finish. No, we are not going to make a little love.
Oh, I'm going to make a little love. A little upload.
Damn, bro. I really sold out.
Yeah, that's fucking.
It's like I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
I mean, me and Forrest have been on voice calls for like 30.
No, you guys have, bro. At least 24 hours.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah. We've been putting in work, guys. That there's when you want to launch a successful NFT mint and build a community at the same time, and you don't want to F things up and you want to make sure things are perfect. It takes some work.
Yeah, I need to call myself No Sleeping Forest.
Yeah. No Sleeping Forest. Very good.
What's up, Rec Raff? Are you coping?
I know Raff is coping.
I know all of Rec Gang is coping.
Like Pixel Punks.
Rec Gang too. Like I don't know why they's being kind of standoffish with us.
I think that's the vibe. That's the vibe with Wrecked Gang. That's why I like hanging out there so much, is because like you can shit talk, you can point your finger and laugh, you can have fun. It's their vibe's pretty good. So sometimes when I'm there, I'm like, do people really care about Coping Punks? Probably not, but it's fun anyway.
Are we going to make them care? Yes.
Yeah, we've got some Wrecked Gang traits. One of our backgrounds is a Wrecked Gang trait, and it's one of the more alpha for you. It's the second most rare background we have. We have a companion that's a Wrecked Chicken. I'm sure you guys have already seen. And then one of the community members from Wrecked Gang spun up a DAO called Miami DAO, and they're trying to make that into a kind of like a network trait thing where, you know, the network is in a lot of NFT collections and it's pretty exclusive. I think Miami DAO is trying to do something like that. So we got a cool Miami background that we made for them too. So I tried to accommodate Wrecked Gang as much as I possibly could because I love those guys. You know, they were big supporters of Coping on Injective, the meme coin, and they've been pretty helpful. Many of them have been, you know, in the community now for Coping Punks too. So, I appreciate those guys. Been a part of their community for a long, long time since they minted. I minted 9 of them back when they minted on OG Luna. Unfortunately, I sold most of them back in the OG Luna days. But I did hold a couple through the crash, bought and sold.
You're talking about the original Wrecked Gang?
Yeah. NFTs? Yeah, I never held any.
I sold a shirtless wolf. I'll never forget this. I sold a shirtless wolf like right after the mint for like 4 Luna.
Yeah. Which back then was good money.
Yeah, that was decent.
Yeah. Dude,
I was washing dishes back then.
Man,
I was washing dishes and minting NFTs, bro.
I did really well with Luna NFTs, buying, flipping, getting really rare ones. My objective then was the secondary volume was so high after mint that I literally on some projects would mint a bunch of commons and then flip them,
bro,
all the way up to holding like a crown or something super rare.
Galactic Punks, I flipped one the next day, my least rarest for like $5,000, and it was my first NFT mint.
Yeah,
that's why. Well, I'm
you remember Galactic Baby Apes when they did their stealth mint?
Oh my god, dude, bro!
Their stealth mint, there was like 5,000 of them. Unfortunately, that collection ended up rugging, but they're
like, how you gonna rug Make a Wish?
I know their whole thing was we're gonna donate.
Bro, you gotta be such a shitty human to launch an NFT project.
This dude sent us falsified paperwork saying that he donated $250,000 to Make a Wish. I contacted Make-A-Wish myself and through a couple days of talking to them.
Bro sent us a photoshopped.
Make-A-Wish sent me the real paperwork of what he donated.
Did they say like he only sent like $500 or something?
No, it was $25 that he donated.
And he made like $300,000 from that.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then, well, whatever. We tracked his wallets. He had all of it staked in like Y Luna or whatever it was. So he got his comeuppance whenever Luna crashed. That was one consolation that I took from Luna crashing is, well, he lost all his money when Luna crashed anyway. So who knows what he's doing now. But yeah, those were crazy days, man. When Hellpunks minted Hellcat secondary collection, I made so much money minting those and flipping them. And that was wild times. Those minted for like $200 a pop, 5,000 of them. It was insane, that mint. I think whitelist was 150 and then public was 200. Those were crazy days, dude. Those Luna days when we were all rich and we didn't care how much they were charging for mints. The cousins on Luart, man, anything that minted there would mint out in a matter of minutes. Like those were wild, wild days. I can't wait to see days like that again, to be honest. Those are fun. I'm an NFT degen. And I love NFT stuff. And those Luna days were some of the best crypto days of my life. So those were fun days. Anyway, a bunch of reminiscing. I see we have a bunch of old Luna guys in the chat. So you guys all know. You all know what that was like. Fun times.
Oh my god, bro. Luart? The breeding grounds for cousin tree?
Yeah. It's funny, you know, even to this day, the whole cousins thing is still something that people joke about and probably will for a long, long time.
I wonder what Aston is doing. I wonder what Aston is doing with his life right now.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I would love to know, like, not to like dox him or anything, but I would love to know, like, what's this dude doing? Like, that's funny. All right. Sleeping. Do we need to cut it to a close and get this rolling so we can get secondary out?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm doing the last checks now and we'll see.
Okay.
So give me a fight.
Well, we'll keep going for just a couple more minutes just cause it's fun. We're 100% minted out. Let me see how I can do something. For those of you listening, I'm going to see how I can do a giveaway for those of you who are listening. How would I do that?
What kind of giveaway? Like,
maybe like
Discord,
maybe like a couple hundred stars or something. If you are here right now, go into the Discord and post a screenshot of you listening in this call. And I will pick one of you to give 500 stars to one of you that are listening in this call.
600 stars.
600 stars. So if you minted in whitelist, I will refund one of your whitelist buys. If you're listening in this call, got a couple that are doing it already. Go to the Discord, post.
Hey, game over, check chat real quick.
Yeah, all right, cool. We got a bunch of people doing it, so I'll give a few more minutes.
Check staff chat.
Staff chat. Yes. Yep. Looks good. Perfect. Do it to it, my dude. Take advantage of this giveaway because I'm a stingy MF-er and I don't do giveaways. Just kidding.
It's all good. I'm not. I'll do all the giveaways.
Yep. Good times. Good times. We got a bunch of people still posting, so I'll give it another minute. What I'm gonna do. It's a stupid way to do a giveaway, but I'm not gonna look at my screen. I'm gonna hit my scroll wheel up. Stop my scroll wheel. And whatever person my scroll wheel stops on is who's getting the giveaway. You might laugh. You might think it's stupid. That's how I'm going to do the giveaway. We're just going to do
insider trading.
Just do it easy squeezy. I promise I'm not going to look at the screen when I do it. I'm just going to flick, stop, look, land. I just did it just as testing. I'm not going to tell you who because you'll cope. But I'm just going to do it easy like that. So anybody else want to come up and say anything at all before we end this space? Gonna end in just a minute. That would be a good time for soundboard.
Where's Forrest at?
He's getting secondary prepared.
What do you want?
Okay.
What are you asking,
Clown? Good dev.
Good dev doing everything but being social. That's the point, right? You want meta computer.
Yes, devs don't socialize. The only person a dev should be socializing with is your crap, now I can't think what they're called. Gosh, dang it. The eye people. What are those guys called? The eye doctors. Fix your glasses.
Optometrist.
Yeah, optometrist. Dang it. That's the only person you should be socializing with. Get your glasses fixed, nerd. All right. We got to, I think we're going to stop the giveaway there. It looks like we're about done. So here we go. I'm going to flip the wheel and pick somebody. Herb Dragon is who I landed on. Herb Dragon. H-E-R-B Dragon. Herbie boy. I'm guessing you're in here somewhere.
Herb Dragon?
Herb Dragon. I don't know who what your name is on I don't know what your name is on Twitter.
Here, I'll match it. I'll choose another person.
There he is. Herb Dragon, he's on Twitter. I see.
All right, I'm gonna do the game over giveaway pick method.
Taking a while. What are you doing?
Sofa King. Are you still in here?
King.
Sofa King. Let's tag him in Discord. Herb Dragon. At Gorilla Nixon is who it is.
Yeah. You got to reply though, Gorilla.
Gorilla, come on, man.
I just tagged him, told him to open. He just, Herb Dragon responded. So open it, open a tweet. There's Gorilla.
Thank you guys for attending the space.
Yeah, we're gonna call it quits. We just got some requests. CJ, we're gonna get CJ up here.
Cool.
CJ's my dude. We're gonna get a couple more people up here while Forrest is wrapping up for secondary, and we'll get secondary going here real quick. What's up, CJ? How's it going?
I just wanted to throw some flowers to you, the Coping Punks team, and to you, Game Over. I know there's been some question marks maybe about whether people have cared what you guys are doing, and I just hope you feel like you got a resounding yes with the mint out. So well done, and good to see where you guys are going to go to from here.
Appreciate it, dude. Yeah, there was.
Thank you, bro.
You know how it goes. Whenever you're building stuff, sometimes it feels like people aren't paying attention, or people don't care, or you might be getting overshadowed. I was kind of feeling like that with a couple, you know, things going on. But no, the community did really well. Everybody banded together, minted us out. Minted the public whitelist phase at 70%, which was incredible to see before public, and then public just it flew. I don't 30 minutes, I think, and we were sold out in public. So yeah, that was great to see. I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you coming up and saying that. So we're gonna get what up here, and then I think we're gonna wrap it up because we gotta get secondary going.
What up? Oh yeah, he's been hella active.
What up?
What up? What up?
Yo, listen, what up? Don't come up here. Don't come up here and show your meme coin.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just wanted to say congrats to you guys. First time.
Just giving you a hard time, dude.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, first time mentioning on Stargaze, so it's pretty legit. I'm excited for this, guys.
Yeah, I'm glad that we were your first Stargaze project.
First mint, bro.
Yeah. And my bad about the filling the tangent wallet.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
All right. Yeah, congrats, though, guys. Excited.
I appreciate it.
Me and Game Over are serial meme coin traders.
We'll get some cock in you then.
No thanks.
All right, guys. GG.
Later, dude. All right, guys. I think we're gonna wrap it up there. So appreciate you guys all coming and hanging out. We are at a little over an hour past. I see Cosmos Joe down there making some surprised faces. You wanna come up? Hang out for a minute. We don't have too much longer. We've been live for
an left.
Hour. Do what?
He left.
What? Oh well. well, we're gonna go ahead and call it there. Been live for a little over an hour. We minted out in public in 30 minutes. It's been a wild ride. We're gonna do some more Twitter Spaces too, where we've got our idea to do coping sessions, where we're gonna just get some projects around, get some people around, do some coping sessions, hang out, talk about crypto, talk about maybe some life stuff, you know, different things like that. So we'll be doing some more Twitter Spaces. We're gonna get secondary rolling here any minute. I'm gonna go talk to Dev, see what's going on, and we'll get rolling, and we'll put out a tweet as soon as we get it out, and we'll
update it. I can do a little update. The reason why the secondary is taking a little time is because we have an unrevealed.
See you later, guys.
So we're just updating the smart contract to the right state, and then we'll be running pretty fucking soon. So now I know.
Yeah, so it's just a little bit different with unrevealed. what the process is. So we're gonna get that wrapped up, and we'll be launching on secondary here any moment. Like I said, we'll give you guys some updates on Discord and Twitter. But yeah, I appreciate you guys hanging out. I appreciate everybody who was here and who minted and helped us crush the whitelist phase, and then absolutely obliterate the public phase. That went really fast. Was not expecting how fast that public went. So it was really fun. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you guys later. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Click the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Eats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.